This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back here on a Monday presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi, the big guy on the mend. We wish Michael a speedy recovery. He'll be back talking about his Sixers sooner than later. The glue of the network, Wes Reynolds, hanging out with me. I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, our buddy Will Hill, also part of the glue and the fabric of VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. He's joining us as well via Skype. Just kind of hanging out. Three dudes chopping it up, talking sports betting. Sad story before we do get into some more of the sports betting. Oh, Adrian horrible. Payne, the former Michigan State basketball star who ended up being drafted in the first round, passed away at the age of 31 today. He was such a good dude. You remember with the little girl? Terrible.
Little Lacey. I remember Michigan State, the little girl that was fighting cancer. I saw that tweet come across this morning from Jared Sullinger, the former Ohio State standout. Of course, they were, I believe, teammates briefly in the NBA. And just very sad. I don't know the circumstances yet. I haven't been able to read up on it, but 31, gone way too soon. Rest in peace, Adrian
Payne. Yeah, absolutely. Adrian Payne, 31, as you mentioned, gone too soon, kind of nebulous as far as the details coming out right now. If we get more, we'll pass them along to you. We were just talking, you know, you're there with the New York City cast, Will. The Islanders, who I thought Trotz, you know, we were discussing during the break, Barry Trotz today let go by the Islanders. The idea that Barry Trotz wasn't given a new contract when he won the Stanley Cup in Washington was wild. But to be let go here, Wes Reynolds, to me is crazy. Yeah. Whether it's the Golden Knights or the Red Wings, somebody's going to hire him.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Maybe buzz there. By the way, Barry Trotz in the playoffs at over 4 seasons on Long Island, 28-21, so 57.1%. The most profitable coach in that span. I believe a $100 player, you made $1,147 basically on Barry Trotz and the New York Islanders. And look, defensive-minded coach, he always was in Nashville, a little bit in Washington too, even though you had the grade 8 Alexander Ovechkin. But yeah, Barry Trotz, I wouldn't think, Will, is going to be out of work for very long.
Yeah, some of these teams that had disappointing seasons, some of those coaches probably saying, looking over their shoulder now saying, uh-oh, there might be an opening where we didn't expect one. And yeah, what a shocking decision, because this is an irrelevant franchise. He took them to the conference finals that bubble year. You know, they had a nice run there. They made it through, I think, a play-in round to lose to the Lightning. I think it was in six, lost game six. I think it was in overtime. Then last year, I mean, this is what, 11 months ago, 10 months ago, they're in game 7 of the conference finals. They would have won the Stanley Cup. They lose a 1-0 game 7 to the, you know, back-to-back champs, and then they have a bad year and he's out. Very strange. Very surprised by it.
Yeah, maybe he's just annoying because he's coached everywhere, and they said they need a new voice, which is kind of a passive-aggressive way of saying he annoyed us and we wanted him to go.
Right, that so he was a pain in the ass.
Maybe he's got a grating personality. I don't know
if Jim Harbaugh.
A little Harbaugh-ese. There are coaches that do, no matter how proficient they are, they sometimes wear down an organization.
But most good coaches are pains in the ass, aren't they?
Fair. You're a good host and you're a pain in the ass, so it makes sense.
I am a pain.
No, you're not. Let's revisit because we only gave you a minute on it. I agree, and I think JVT might be on the Grizzlies tonight, catching that 10.5. You both made a great point, kind of already baked in the jaw news with the 9, now up to 10.5. It does feel heavy. Do you just consider it, Will, an anomaly as far as how proficient, I'll use that word again, the Grizzlies have been this season without him? Because if you look at their stats and you go advanced as well, the Grizzlies get better without him on the court, which we know doesn't really make sense.
Doesn't make sense. And, you know, you wonder if that's the case in the playoffs. But look, I think it speaks to their depth, their athleticism. This is a good organization. You always talk about, you know, the Heat drafting well, the Warriors drafting well and developing. The Grizzlies have done a really good job drafting, you know, some of the Bane and Conchar, some of these guys just sort of off the radar. Again, to your point, I think it's already baked into the number. Then he's ruled out or ruled doubtful. And I think you get a second move there. So to me, the 10.5 is too much. Probably part of it is, boy, Golden State, if you watch them Saturday night, couldn't miss a shot. I mean, that was just a clinic offensively. But again, it would be Grizzlies or pass for me. And I do like the total under 223.5. I see it's come down to 223. I just think the Grizzlies only hope of winning this game. Slow it down, you know, make it a rock fight, play your best defensive lineups, and just kind of try to win it that way.
Well, let's talk about the other hockey team in New York City that is still playing, that being the Blue Shirts, down 2-1 in the series at Pittsburgh tonight. Pittsburgh down to their third goaltender, by the way.
That Luis Domingue,
Casey DeSmith, of course, went out in the first game, now out for the rest of the season. Tristan Jarry is skating again. No timetable, though, when he is going to be available, but it seems like he's closer maybe than farther away. But Blue Shirts now down 2-1. Will, do you think they even it up tonight? The zigzag not necessarily working if you're playing it in the NBA playoffs, but it's working pretty well if you're playing it on the ice.
Yeah, in the NHL playoffs, it's so much fun every year. I mean, the NBA, usually the first round is a foregone conclusion. The NHL, you never know what you're going to get. And you look at all these series, except for, what was it, Colorado-Nashville, which is 3-0. All these series are 2-2 or 2-1, and you know, you can't figure it out from one game to the next. I would expect the Rangers to, you know, bounce back tonight, play a little better. I think this is probably a good number on them. I think they opened as plus money. So we're seeing some of that playoff hockey steam. I'm sure Applebaum will be all over the Rangers tonight. I'm kind of with the Rangers. I like New York tonight.
By the way, that series price now, the Pens, a minus 185 favorite. Coming back the other way, the Rangers are plus 165. The one on the ice that fascinates me, because the team I most enjoyed watching this year was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They're just relentless. And here comes the Caps. Like, all of a sudden, however, up 2-1 in the series, of course, playing tonight. Do you want to take a stab, Wes, at the updated series price on the Caps and Panthers?
Yeah, I believe the Panthers are still the favorite.
Still the favorite,
right?
Down 2-1.
But not very, very much. I think it's I thought I checked it yesterday. I think they were like minus $1.30 or
just
somewhere around
it.
There.
Minus $1.35 on the Panthers, down 2-1 in the series and the Caps. And by the way, Ovi's eventually going to catch and pass Wayne. He's gonna catch and pass Wayne Gretzky. In modern day, that is fascinating to even think about, because when the three of us were growing up, those numbers from Gretzky were just like off the charts. Nobody's ever going to catch him. But Ovi quietly continues to play very, very well late into his career. But that number tonight is, let's see, let's get an updated number on tonight there with the Caps.
About $1.80, $1.90.
By the way, that's another team that can't figure it out between the pipes. Every day, they're trying to figure out who they're going to go with as far as a goaltender. Tonight, you're looking at, you know, 100, 180 at circa, and then DraftKings is all the way up to 190. So you've got a myriad of prices there with Florida and Washington. As we transition back here, Wes, and Will, I know you've got a couple of baseball plays as well. I did want to ask you about the series from last night, and that being the Suns and Mavs. I don't know. You're good with these futures. That's now tied up at 2-2. One thing about Chris Paul is this is what he does. He flashes brilliance. By the way, he wasn't good in game 3 either. And the idea that he would be bitching about Luka drawing fouls, I mean, Chris Paul, literally, he created the science of ticky-tack, of drawing ticky-tack calls. Where are you at right now on that series?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul wrote the book on how to draw BS fouls. Now he's mad people are reading it. I mean, come on. I'm surprised Dallas got both these games. I thought you watched the first two games, you know, Phoenix looked like the much better team. You figure they get a way to, you know, get a split on the road. And it's funny, Golden State and Milwaukee won on the road game 1 that first Sunday of the second round a week ago. It's been home teams, I think, every game since. I don't know that the home teams lost a game since then. I would expect Phoenix to win this probably in 7. I guess, you know, look, they're still got two out of three at home. They're still probably the better team. You got to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit, though. I mean, he was a guy who wasn't that impressive when he was with the Nets, the Bucks. You know, we talk about players improving a lot. I think Kidd as a coach has really improved. They are a well-coached team. There's not a lot of talent there. I know Luka's a great player, but I do think Phoenix probably finds a way to get this series in seven. But look, if you get to a game seven and Luka's on the other side, that's not a good feeling if you're Phoenix.
Will, we're about to get the first pitch in New York here. The Pinstripes are going to be playing the Rangers. That series had a couple rain delays, so they had to have a double hitter yesterday. New York Yankees, all the buzz was about the Blue Jays, and they've been solid. And, of course, the Rays, you never forget about them, 18-11. But top of the AL East right now are the New York Yankees. Nestor Cortez, about a $2 favorite over John Gray. Will, did you have anything here?
Now, if I would probably go over. It was seven. Now we're seeing 7.5. I think as the weather starts to get better here and the totals adjust to all these unders and all the dead ball things, I think we're going to start to see some overs. So over 7.5 would be my lean here. I think we'll probably see some offense. Gray has not pitched well coming off an injury. Cortez is good, but you know he's definitely hittable. I would probably go over 7.5. I just think some of these unders are a little depressed here. And like you said, the Yankees are playing well. Good defense, good bullpen. You can still get them plus money to win the division.
What's your feel on them right now? What's your overall vibe on the Pinstripes?
They're good. They're still a little weak, the bottom of the lineup. But look, the pitching's been good. And like I said, the defense, you look at a baseball team, you look at the lineup, the starting rotation. Defense is subtle. It's hard to quantify sometimes. Their defense was so bad last year with Sanchez and Torres at short. This year, it's much better. I mean, Kiner Falefa at short's an upgrade. Anybody over Sanchez is an upgrade. A whole year of Rizzo is big. A whole year of Gallo. They're just a lot better defensively. And the bullpen's really good. It's not quite the late 90s teams with Graham Lloyd and Jeff Nelson and Mike Stanton. But this bullpen's really deep with Clay Holmes, Peralta, Loaisiga. King, I think, has a chance to make the All-Star team, although he gave up a home run yesterday. The team's good. They're really good. And, you win a lot of games in baseball with bullpen and defense.
I know please go ahead.
I was going to say, and it's going to help if Aaron Judge stays healthy. I bet him at 20 to 1.
I think he's motivated by that contract. I think the Yankees played him perfectly because you can tell he's obviously upset with the organization. Before we say goodbye, Syndergaard, you're going to lay it tonight in Anaheim?
Yeah, not the same Syndergaard. Not as many swings and misses, but a lot of weak contact, more of a ground ball pitcher. So I laid it with the Angels here. Boy, the Angels, I think, are legit, which I think is good for baseball. If you can get Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs, in the mix here for once, I think that would be a good thing for baseball. So I like the Angels here. I laid it minus $1.30, and I did take the under the first five with the Reds and the Brewers. Castillo back for the Reds, so their quest to lose like 130 games might take a hit because Castillo's a pretty good pitcher, so might have to trade him out of there.
The Reds won a series this weekend against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
It's so, literally the
wonders
only
wonders never cease.
The Reds winning a series was the only thing people were talking about at the Kentucky Derby. That's how big of a story the Reds winning a series this weekend really was when it comes to the sport of baseball. The New York City Cast, Will Hill, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Will.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, there he goes. Will hanging on for an extra segment with us, which we appreciate. We're going to come back. I got questions for Wes Reynolds about F1 and what happened in Miami this weekend. That's next here, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back here on a Monday. Of course, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Get well to Michael Lombardi. The big guy will be back sooner than later in his stead today. My man Wes Reynolds joining us. And, you know, it's interesting. For years, we've had Gone Racing on the network, and you've sat in when Jeff isn't around and Brendan Gaughan. They do an amazing job. I'm excited because when I went in with Sean King to film the Kentucky Derby preview show, you were walking out, Wes Reynolds, over at our Circus Studios because you were starting to film Racing Lines, which is going to be a new F1 show here on VSiN. So here's the question I have for you, because I joked about people at the Kentucky Derby talking about the Cincinnati Reds this weekend. That very much didn't happen. But when it wasn't a conversation about horse racing at Churchill Downs this weekend, I heard a lot of F1 talk.
Yeah, there was competition, by the way, for the red carpets between...
Like, seriously, people were going nuts about this F1.
Kentucky Derby and then the Miami Grand Prix. A lot of people were down there this weekend. LeBron James, David Beckham, Tom Brady, various stars from stage and screen. The former First Lady, Michelle Obama, was there on Saturday. So it was a big happening down there in Miami. And we did start that podcast, by the way, Racing Lines. Name to be determined, but the content will be the same. It'll be about Formula One racing. Myself and Mikhail Miranda,
yes,
one of our crack production staff here at VSiN, a longtime F1 buff and fan. So we were on together discussing this. I may need to change my name for that broadcast, too, because Mikhail Miranda sounds like such a cosmopolitan...
Also, he's got a European accent.
European name. Yes, he does. Wes, good to be with you, sir.
You and me are from the Midwest, so we've got a twang.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily sound sophisticated.
I get this cosmopolitan European type guy, and you got a Rube from Indiana, so it's quite the duo on this Formula One podcast that we're doing. Next one, by the way, will be next week. No race this week. Next week is the Spanish Grand Prix over at the circuit Barcelona, Catalunya. And then one of the real big ones on the Formula One calendar every single year, the Monaco Grand Prix. That Memorial Day weekend for motorsports is like motorsports Christmas, because you've got the Monaco Grand Prix very early on Sunday morning, then you've got the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500 in the afternoon, then you finish it off the Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR down in Charlotte. But yeah, it was a big happening.
Did it live up to there was like Super Bowl hype around this Miami Grand Prix. Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah, I mean,
kind of what they built the track around Hard Rock Stadium, right?
It depends. I mean, the track was okay. It depends. I mean, you know, the longtime fans are going to be like, yeah, it was just another race and whatnot. But the thing about Formula One, and one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast here on VSiN, is because the sport is growing. It's not just growing in terms of the television ratings, but it's growing in terms of the betting handle. And one of the main reasons why it is growing, because if you are a Netflix subscriber, you have probably at least seen a little bit of the series Drive to Survive, which chronicles the Formula One calendar, where you get the profiles. It's kind of like a reality show, like an insider thing with the drivers and the team principals, the owners and whatnot. And that's such a kind of a different culture now for Formula One, because the Formula One, when I started following in like the 90s and in the early 2000s, it was so restrictive to the media. It was so secretive. They didn't allow any access. And that's why you never thought that these drivers had any personalities. And one of the first things that demonstrated that drivers had personalities was when it was at Indianapolis. That's when I went to Formula One races. I went several times at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And they would have these little, like, panels, you know, with the teammates, the drivers up there. And it's like, wow, these guys are actually engaging. They're not boring like they usually are in interviews.
Has there ever been a more specific and success as far as a marketing push than what F1 did with that Netflix show? Because all kidding aside, we talked about how they had this Super Bowl hype around the Miami Grand Prix, and everybody was talking about it at the Kentucky Derby as well. Let me ask you, because obviously Racing Lines, the podcast, which is going to drop here on VSiN, we can learn a lot about open wheel racing. I call it open wheel racing because my history with IndyCar racing goes back to the late 80s, early 90s in the Detroit Grand Prix, which is where they just literally shut down the streets of Detroit, Belle Isle, and turned it into this wonderful course. My dad used to take me down there, and it was intense. It was super loud, super intense, really fun to watch. But as a bettor, and I'm guessing many that are tuning into VSiN right now are kind of in the weeds as far as how to bet Formula One. Can you kind of give us a quick primer?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, while you're seeing Formula One with that Netflix series, a very smart move by Liberty Media is an American media company that now owns Formula One. So, of course, they want to expand here in North America because there's the sense that, look, NASCAR has a level of popularity, but has it peaked? Because it had such that growth surge as IndyCar racing kind of went down a little bit when they
early
split the 2000s. Series. Because remember,
yes.
You were talking about the 80s, and that's my wheelhouse in terms of the IndyCar series. There were times that the IndyCar races outdrew the Formula One races on television.
Oh, that was what I grew up on. Rick Meyer. And, those are the guys I grew up on. And then the early aughts, NASCAR really took over.
Yeah, around the late 90s when the IndyCar split happened, that's when NASCAR really experienced its growth. And with Formula One, you're kind of seeing it now. But in terms of betting, because it is Grand Prix racing, because it's not oval racing like you see somewhat in IndyCar, but mainly in NASCAR, where you're getting all these lead changes and all these overtaking on the track, these are all road courses or temporary street circuits. So you're not getting a lot of passes for the lead necessarily, because it's harder to pass in these limited straightaways in these tight corners, and you're not on high-banked ovals. So you don't get a lot of overtaking necessarily. So that's why we actually released that podcast Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, because that's when some of the prices come out. Usually on an F1 weekend, you're going to see practice on Friday, a couple practice sessions, then Saturday is the qualifying, where they have a couple different sessions. There's Q3, and then the bottom five are out, and then they go to Q2, and then the next five are out, and then the final 10 race for the pole in the Q1 session. And once you have qualifying, the numbers are kind of very much well pronounced. There are times where you'll see a pole sitter that might be like minus $3 or $4 or $5. Well, it's tough to lay that in any type of auto racing. So that's why you want to bet it at least a little bit early, even though you didn't see the prices switch that much this week, because I liked Max Verstappen actually when he was a little bit over even money. He ended up being about 150 to 160 because he qualified third. The two Ferraris, Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz Jr., were on the front row, and Max Verstappen ended up winning the race, and that's when I bet it at plus 150. He got home. He passed, actually, Charles Leclerc on lap 9 and ended up hanging on, and he had to hang on because then there was an incident. He had built, like, a several-second lead, and then there was an incident between Lando Norris and Pierre Gasly. So the safety car comes out, basically the yellow flag. So all of a sudden, Max Verstappen's lead was gone, but he was able to help keep Charles Leclerc at bay.
You are all over this. Is there a market for in-race wagering?
Yeah, there was. And I was actually surprised. I was doing our usual show on Sunday, the second part of Betting Across America. I was with Jeff Barles this weekend, and I was looking at BetMGM, that's a sponsor of our program, and they were offering live in-play wagering on this Miami Grand Prix. Now, it probably helped that it was in a more normal time, like in the middle of the afternoon, because I think the race started at 3:30 Eastern time down there in South Florida and 12:30 out here. Usually, Formula One racing is very early in the morning, where it's like,
you know, wake up in the middle of the night.
4 or 5 in the morning here on the West Coast. And, you know, they were offering live wagering because I was monitoring when Max Verstappen was extending his lead. He got all the way up to like minus 1,000. Then all of a sudden the yellow came. And then you got to bunch them up on the restart. And then it went down to like 170 or like 180. So, yeah, you can do in-play. You can not only bet the winner, you can bet head-to-head matchups. You can also bet what is called a podium finish. And a podium in Formula One is your top three. Like, if you ever watched at the end of the race where they do the interviews, it's the top three guys, and then they spray each other with the champagne and all that stuff. So podium finish is top three. You can also bet, you know, top who the constructor is going to be that wins, and also the driver, because there's two championships. There's a driver's championship, and then there's the constructor's championship, which the constructors, two racers per team, so like Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, McLaren, Mercedes. So those are like the major constructors in this series.
So all racing fans have a guy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Who is Wes Reynolds' guy when it comes to F1?
I don't really have a favorite.
Is it Lewis Hamilton? I mean, is he still the stud of the sport?
Well, I mean, he's the biggest star, and now he's matched Michael Schumacher for most F1 World Championships. He's been off, though, this year. He is down, I believe, like 6th in points. Mercedes has been slow, but I think come the summertime, once they get the upgrades with the car, they're going to be right back up there with Red Bull and Ferrari. Red Bull and Ferrari have been pretty much the two dominant teams to start the season.
So who are the top three drivers right now, F1?
You would certainly have to say Charles Leclerc. He's the points leader. Max Verstappen is right there. And then probably third, I'd say Lewis Hamilton, even though he's not up there in the points, but Sergio Perez is ahead of him. He is the other Red Bull driver, Max Verstappen's teammate. So, it's going to vary, but it's usually a more chalky sport. Like, you usually don't see, you're not seeing like it is in NASCAR this year, where you're seeing lower budget teams win races. And I know Jeff Motley and Brendan Gaughan talk about that every week on Gaughan Racing.
Yeah, Gaughan Racing here, our NASCAR show, Racing Lines with Mikhail and Wes Reynolds. Now, you don't love the name? What's going on with the name?
I don't know. We may switch the name, but nevertheless.
What does lines mean? Like, what is racing lines?
I did not come
so
up with
really
it.
So there really isn't, there's no rhyme or reason.
Yes, but it's still great content. We love talking Formula One racing. As we get closer to the end of the month of May, we're going to even talk some Indianapolis 500, still the crown jewel of IndyCar racing. That'll be the day before Memorial Day.
I'm betting some hockey tonight. I know Wes will as well. We'll get some trends and some picks from our buddy Josh Applebaum next as far as Stanley Cup playoffs. Don't forget, go to VSiN.com/spring. You get Annie McNeil's picks. You get the baseball picks from Adam Burke. You get the JVT picks with the NBA. And Racing Lines is at you now with F1. Josh is next.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, I mentioned it. VSiN Spring Special, and it's here all the way through the end of July. For $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer. Over the next few months, we're going to be very, very busy, so make sure you get all access, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball bets. Jonathan Von Tobel is going to have best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil, Sunshine, is going to break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Maybe even Josh Applebaum will be in the mix. Look at him over there smiling. We've got NFL preseason coverage. What's cracking, Josh? We're covering golf. Of course, Wes Reynolds and the crew, Brady Cannon, UFC, Matt Eumanns. We got you covered. Dave Ross does a great job. What I'm trying to say, I'm bringing these names up because you get all of the experts you enjoy here on VSiN.
We leave no stone unturned nor no village unpillaged, Patrick.
That
we are all over the place.
An incredible adage. Village unpillaged from my man Wes Reynolds. VSiN.com/spring now through July 31st. VSiN.com/spring. So I had an opportunity to thank Wes Reynolds earlier today because he saved us. Michael, of course, on the mend. He's going to be better, the big guy. But Dave Ross, Wes, and of course, Josh Applebaum doing double duty over the weekend. So I want to start there. And thank you, buddy. Appreciate you picking up the slack.
Oh, Patrick, Wes, great to be with you. I'm a team player, guys. You know this. But Patrick, got to ask you, number one, at the Derby, did anyone actually, again, people fib after the fact, but did anyone really cash 80-1 on Rich Strike? And then also, did you mix in any waters between your mint juleps? How are you holding up today, Patrick?
So, all kidding aside, so I was there Oaks Friday as well, Wes and Josh, and I had 12-hour workdays Friday and Saturday, but as soon as the broadcast was over, I was hammering the cocktails because they hand them out for free. Now, when Wes went, this is a new model where I guess it's probably baked into the ticket price. You know how they do that up front, but it makes the experience of going to grab a drink much more fluid, no pun intended, but Josh, the drinks are for free, and they make great cocktails. And what's cool about the Derby is I talked about the accommodations and I just talked about how pleasant the people are. Like, everybody, including the workers, are really excited to be there and they want to make the experience as special as possible. And I don't know, it was a return to normalcy. It was just this really cool vibe of people looking to socialize, looking to party, and looking to bet. And as you saw, we talked about it to start the show, it was a record handle on the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it really was incredible, Patrick. And, you know, looking at some of the games for today, I know we have a small segment here. Let's try to fit in as many games as we can.
Wait, hold on, Josh. We're going to have you stick around for another segment because we're all friends here. I want to ask you this because I'm supposed to wear glasses, but I don't, so I just squint into the screen here. What's up with the new glasses all of a sudden? You're just going to come on here looking GQ and pretend like it didn't happen? What's going on with you?
So first off, guys, I was told a long time ago, you wear glasses, you appear to be smarter and sharper, hopefully. So that, you know, there's a vanity play here as well. But I'd also say the allergies, if you live in New England, you guys are in the desert, like you got that dry air. Allergies, if you're in New England, they're brutal here. So the contacts are giving me so much trouble. I got to go to glasses, and hopefully that gives us, I don't know, we can see the steam moves a little bit easier with these specs.
Hey,
we had this dust storm out here. I was actually on the air and forgot to silence my phone. And all of a sudden, I'm getting this warning. I'm thinking, okay, is it an Amber Alert? You know, yes. Some kid is missing or something, which you never want to see. But I get a warning that there's a dust storm here in Las Vegas, you know, with the wind and blowing. All the dust and the sand around us, like I had never had that. It got very windy out here in Southern Nevada yesterday.
In 44 years on the planet, the only place I've ever had allergies, and we'll get to the sports here, is here in Nevada. I don't know what it is.
They have been acting out.
They're horrible. I take the medication. Well, it's wonderful to see a bespeckled Josh Applebaum. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the hockey? We've got four game fours on the ice tonight.
Yeah, so first off, let's talk about something that we're seeing in the market. And Mitch and Pauly talked about it this morning. I know Stormy has been on top of this. Patrick West, you've been seeing this too. But overs in the NHL playoffs, this has been a bit of a surprise. Now, going into the NHL playoffs, you typically in the past see a lot of unders. You know, the stakes are so high. You don't want to pinch in and maybe, you know, cause a turnover. You want to be a little more conservative. You don't want to take too many chances. You theoretically, or, you know, in the past, the data proves it out. You see unders at around a 52% clip the last decade or so. Well, not this year, guys. This is something that has been really, really, surprising to me. The overs in the NHL playoffs now are 18-10, 64%. If you have bet every over so far, you're up around 7 units. Your ROI is around 25%. It gets even better if you really look at those kind of those lower end totals, 6 or less. If the total is 6 or less, the over is 8-2. And you've also seen over the weekend just an incredible overrun, 8-1 to the overs this past weekend. So, you know, it's kind of the opposite of the NBA where we're seeing a lot of these unders cash, whether it's these really good power plays or just good offensive teams. Also, there's a lot of backups that are playing right now. Maybe that's a part of it. But for whatever reason, a lot of these overs are coming through. And if you're looking for a couple today that caught my eye, one would be the Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, the over here. This total open around 6. Sometimes it's gotten up to 6.5, come back down to 6. But the over has always been juiced 6 over minus 115 or minus 120. You also look at, in the series, the overs 2-1. And also from BetMGM, you know, it's pretty lopsided here, but 88% of bets on the over, 91% of dollars. You have Louis Domingue, who's in net, who's a backup goalie, and Shesterkin, who's probably going to win the Vezina. He hasn't looked great ever since that 3 overtime game. So I'm expecting some high scoring, you know, tonight, guys. I'll look at the over in this game. And then the other one would be Colorado and Nashville. You've seen Colorado. They're pretty much putting up touchdowns every game here against Nashville. They can close them out tonight. But you do have a backup in Pavel Francouz. Kemper's probably going to miss this game. Ingram's had his moments, but he's been getting lit up as well. The over is 2-1 this series. They're averaging almost 7 goals a game. You also look at both these teams' 7 matchups this year, the over 6-1. Colorado and Nashville, both good over teams just in general, 45-35 to the over Colorado, 51-34 to the over Nashville. I'll take the over 6.5 here. And guys, even 6.5, it's still juiced up over minus 120. So this over trend is really cashing here. And a couple that caught my eye would be the Rangers over and the Nashville over.
Yeah, and it will be Connor Ingram in goal tonight for the Predators as they try to avoid the sweep. They're not going back to David Rittich. They tried him in game one, and he gave up 5 goals in that first period. But I want to stick with the theme that Josh brought up about the overs, because on Follow the Money this morning, Nick Kiprios, who's an analyst for Sportsnet up in Canada, member of that 1994 Rangers Stanley Cup team, also played with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Mitch and Pauly were kind of asking him, why do you have this high scoring? And usually I think in the playoffs, and Josh kind of brought it up in terms of being a little bit more conservative, trying to avoid that mistake, the officials also don't like to call as many penalties. They like to leave it up to the players. But Nick Kiprios brought up a really good point. He's like, this is just a totally different hockey than I played. It's like, if I would have taken some of the gambles and some of the chances that these players did, I wouldn't get another shift on the ice. I mean, the coach was going to be pulling me and sitting me for, you know, getting out of my zone as a defender. And you're just seeing these guys are more willing to, I think, take chances. And maybe that's why you're seeing this high scoring here. Because I remember, you know, a little less than a decade ago, like, remember when the Kings were having that cup run with Jonathan Quick in between goals? You were getting totals 5 juiced to the under.
5. consistent fives.
Yes, you were.
And
getting,
I was paying $1.30 to the
and
under.
Even some 4.5s juiced to the over, and that's it's like obscene right. to see 6.5 in this. But I don't disagree with Josh's assessment on the totals. But I do want to ask Josh. The zigzag theory, we talk about it a lot, and a lot of people like to play it in the NBA, and I've been saying here on VSiN, if you're doing that, you're hitting less than 50%, which means you're not beating the 11-10, which means you're losing money. But so far, Josh, we're seeing in the Stanley Cup playoffs that zigzag theory has worked out so far for the bettors.
It really has, and Wes, I'm kind of with you. Anytime like zigzag or something, you know, you look on Twitter, everyone's talking about it, people are all into it, it loses a lot of its value. So it also almost kind of becomes like a trendy way to bet a game. So I'm always wary of it. But again, we got to look at the scoreboard and see actually what the results are posting. And you're totally right, Wes. You know, we talked about the over doing very well with totals in the NHL playoffs. Well, this, what I would call, not zigzag, but you can call it whatever you want. I call it like desperation off a loss. If you just lose a game, you got to put that one behind you. You got to bounce back and win the next one. Those teams so far, just off a loss. It could be a dog. It could be a favorite. Doesn't matter. They're 13-7, 65%. They've done very, very well. Dogs overall would be kind of the way just in general to go. They're 13-15. They're only 46%. But because of the plus money, it's a 10% ROI. But really, it's been that bounce back off a loss. You saw it come through with a bunch of games yesterday as well. The two that I'd be looking at for tonight, guys, I know it's a big number and it's like, how do you lay this on the road? But I'll go Florida Panthers here. They match this system, off a loss, bounce back. They got rolled last game, so you're kind of in a buy low spot. And you look at this number, they opened like minus 175 at the Capitals, all the way up to minus 185. So even though they got rolled last game and they're, you know, really aren't so far the Panthers in the playoffs, what we've seen in the regular season, bettors are still backing the Panthers to maybe get back in the series. At BetMGM, they're only getting, I believe, 35% of bets, but almost 60% of money. That zigzag or desperate off a loss would match with the Panthers. And the other one, guys, would be Calgary. Calgary off a loss in a desperate spot. They're down 2-1 against Dallas. They open like minus 150. They're getting closer to minus 160. They're getting 78% of bets, 90% of money. So again, maybe it's, you know, becoming trendy. Maybe it's a little bit overvalued, or maybe the NBA is losing its zigzag value, but the NHL, it still seems to be there, guys.
To your point about the overs and Wes's point about the totals, 10 years ago, you were betting fives, 5.5s. The hook there on the 5.5 was, you know, right now the Flames and Stars have been consistently 5.5. That's the one series. But Wes
barely
so
went over Saturday night, by the way, an empty netter with 1 second left to go. Tough beat if you had the under with Flames Stars Saturday night.
And if you told new bettors, new kids, that in 2005 you were betting NBA totals of 180, they'd laugh you out of
yes.
the room. But you were. You were very much were betting 180s in the NBA 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago. Josh, you want to hang out with us?
Yeah, we got to talk Celtics, guys. Let's go.
We'll talk C's and B's next with Josh Applebaum here at Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can convert your BetMGM reward points into hotel comps or get online and convert them into redeemable bonuses. The really cool thing about BetMGM and what we always talk about with the loyalty program is essentially like a credit card. So every time you're placing a bet at BetMGM.com or through the app, you're getting points. So it's a loyalty program that hooks you up. It's awesome. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. And if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rack them up and go see some of those great shows at the MGM properties on the Strip. Silk Sonic.
I saw Silk Sonic.
I want to go see that in June.
That is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Yes.
And it is incredible as we bring our buddy Josh Applebaum back in here on the Lombardi Line. Wes Reynolds hanging in for Michael Lombardi today. I'm Patrick Maher. What's the last show you saw here in Vegas? Because those that don't know, Wes is a Renaissance man. He's huge into music. He was just lecturing me about the Hall of Fame. My man knows that.
Lecturing, discussing, I would say.
I mean, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. What is the last show you saw? And I know you want to see Silk Sonic, but what is on the
agenda? It was actually at Allegiant Stadium. The last show I saw were the Rolling Stones.
Now, I heard of them.
Yeah. That was back in the early winter. Saw them at Allegiant Stadium. I believe Maneskin, the Italian band, was the opening act. They did the remake of the Frankie Valli classic Beggin'. That was a big top 40 hit here just in the last few months.
How about you and I go see George Strait, the king?
Absolutely. Straight to Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena.
Hey, Applebaum, you like country?
I don't know if I like country.
You
I
like
do know
jam
if you play
bands.
Country.
He's a nor'easter.
You know
he's
what
not
he
a
is.
Country
yeah. Widespread Panic, Fish, right?
Tell I was going to say, little joke, guys. What do you get when you play a country song in reverse?
Jam band?
You get your youth back, your truck back, your ex-girlfriend back. It all comes back to you.
That's not, look at you. Look, he's laughing.
Josh is from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. No, he's not a bastion of
country.
Country
never really got here. Like, it's like college football. It's just not a thing. Yeah,
yeah, like an Indiana boy like me, that's all you get at the state fair is country acts.
100%. Got a pickup truck. Got your girl. You're good to go, Josh Applebaum. Speaking of good to go. I wouldn't say that about your Celtics. And Tatum was terrible Saturday. Wes Matthews is locking him down. This series price is now adjusted 160 on the Bucks. The Celtics on the comeback at 150, plus 150, obviously. This game tonight, I mean, it's the series. Let's be fair. It's one right now with the Bucks laying it, hosting the Seas.
Yeah, and I think, you know, last game, guys, obviously a perfect example of, you know, not only getting the right side, but the right number. Maybe, remember Celtics, you know, that Horford put back was a little bit late. They lose that game by two, but they were three down to two. There were some 2.5 still out there. You could have covered the Celts with the hook there if you found it in that game. Now, for this one, guys, I'm a Celtics fan, but also the data tells me Boston's kind of the liability play here today. I'm going to back the Celtics. I'll take the point here. We're looking at across the market, number one line move to the Celtics. The Bucks open this game, the shortest number of the series, only laying 1.5 at home. We've seen this line get down to 1, so the line is moving to Boston. What I like about this spot is it's not that Boston's a big, you know, public favorite tonight or a big, you know, public support play, and you've seen the line go in their favor. You're still seeing the public lean on Giannis at home at such a short number. Like, how can you pass up the Greek freak only laying a point at home? Seems kind of fishy, right? However, at BetMGM, only 45% of bets are on the Celtics, but it takes in 65% of the money. So that would match kind of that low bets, higher dollars line movement in favor of Boston here. Also, the Celtics have some good trends here coming off a loss and bouncing back. Celtics are 16-8 against the spread this year as a dog in both regular and postseason, 67%. And off a loss this year, they're 19-13 against the spread, 60%. I'm also wondering, guys, you know, this isn't a Scott Foster game. The referees here tonight, Tony Brothers, James Capers, and Jason Goble. But a lot of talk has been made with Marcus Smart. You know, he got fouled on that three. They didn't give him the three free throws. I'm wondering if you get some makeup calls for Boston tonight in a close game, a desperation spot. Tatum hopefully in a bounce back situation after, you know, really struggling offensively last game. The line is going to Boston, even though public's still leaning Bucks. I'll take Celtics plus one tonight.
Well, and here's the thing, and Josh brings up a very good point about the officiating. And look, I'm on record. I believe Greek Freak is the best basketball player in the world, but he gets treated by the officials like he's the best basketball player in the world, too, because he just bowls over guys, and they don't call it. He
drops,
you know,
that shoulder.
Does that little Euro step or Euro two-step or three-step, as it were. Doesn't really get called very often. And Giannis, obviously, a big game on Saturday, 42-12. You see his props priced to the moon. But to Josh's point, The Bucks offense, you thought it was going to drop at least a little bit with Middleton, but they're only scoring 1 point per possession. They were 1.15 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. So Grayson Allen, all of a sudden, he was kind of stepping up and hitting threes. 25 minutes on Saturday, no points. Connaughton was able to replace him with 11 off the bench. But what I'm seeing, and I have not bet this yet, but I may go Bucks under team total. I don't know which side I really want to bet. I think it's pretty much a coin flip. I know Josh likes the C's, and I would lean that side, but maybe under 106.5 on the team total, because I think that's what you're seeing. You are seeing some low-scoring games. I was on the under on Saturday, even though we had to sweat it out with the potential overtime. Celtics had about three cracks at it at the end.
Are you nervous, Josh?
Am I nervous? Not yet. They go down 3-1. I'll be nervous. I'm still going to put some faith in the Celtics team bouncing back. You know, they lose that game, that first game. They bounce back, play well game two. You've kind of seen this team. They're pretty resilient. Ime Udoka's got them pretty loose. He's cracking jokes about Marcus Smart. So I think they step up tonight. I would just say to Wes's point with the total guys, this is very interesting because the under is 3-0 this series. We've seen all these really low scoring games, but this total actually rose. You know, at BetMGM, it's taking in 65% of bets on the over, but 85% of the money, and the total rose from like 209.5, 210 to now 212.5. So it's tough to be betting these overs right now because just these unders are crushing it in the postseason. I have a system too, an inflated under. Like if you see a total go up, you're actually getting more money. I wouldn't call it a sharp play, but you're getting more value to go under. Inflated unders are like 65% this playoffs. It's just notable to me that we've seen all these low scoring games, yet this total is going up. Maybe the odds makers or wise guys know something that we don't know. Maybe they are expecting a bit of a higher scoring game tonight.
Before we get to the late game tonight, the Grizzlies and the Warriors, I do want to ask Josh, though, about the Bees. Looked like they were going to be out of this series, but back. They've won two in a row. Do you believe that the Bees are back here against the Carolina Hurricanes, Josh?
I think they might be back here, Wes. Yeah, what an incredible game it was yesterday. I'm a homer. You know this.
You did.
I know. You teamed me up. I appreciate it, guys. But I tell you what, there's nothing like sweating the Bruins in the spring. And, you know, the weather's getting better. People got the Bruins, you know, flags and posters, you know, in front of their houses. But the Bruins really stepped up to me. What you learned from the last game, Charlie McAvoy, their number one defenseman, kind of their future captain here when Bergeron retires, he was out with COVID protocols. And I'm like, ooh, this is not good. They already missed Hampus Lindholm. You lose your top two defensemen, doesn't matter. They roll and win yesterday. So, you know, the bounce back system would be in favor of Carolina. But keep an eye on this line move, guys. I'm seeing, you know, the Hurricanes open game three for tomorrow around minus 140. I'm seeing some shops maybe tick down a little bit. So the Bruins would be a dog match. Carolina would be obviously that bounce back system. Let's see how that goes moving forward. But the Bees are back in it, guys. And I would say we might get a seventh game in this series.
Patrick, you were referring to Josh as a homer. No bigger Bruins homer than their broadcaster, Jack Edwards. If you listen to the end of it, he does the games, of course, on NESN, where some of our programming airs as well here on VSIN. And I believe it was Tony D'Angelo who cracked the post after the empty netter, and Jack Edwards all over him. What a poor sport. A very big homer. And by the way, for the Bruins, too, the reason why I kind of like their momentum right now, top line scoring again with Bergeron and Pasternak and those guys and Brad Marchand. So getting that first line back together has been good for the Bees. I have them for the series. I bet them pre-flop. So liking my position better than I did a couple days ago.
Give you the cup or I'll give you an NBA title this year. Which way are you leaning, Josh?
Oh, man. Well, I would say Tatum and Brown, they're young, so we have more chances. Give me the cup, guys. There's nothing better than winning the cup, doing a parade in the duck boats. I'll go cup here. I want one more for Bergeron, Marchand. This could be their last shot this year.
What a spoiled market the greater Boston area is. That's why I have no pity about the Red Sox struggling right now. It's like, ooh. You know what? Boston's had it pretty good for about the last couple decades.
That's some dirty-ass water. Josh, before we go, Wes and I are both taking that hook on the 10 of tonight with the Grizzlies. Are you with us?
So I would lean with you guys. I didn't play it. You know, you do have a line move here to the Warriors. They open like -9. They're up to 10. But to your point, you guys are sharp. As we all know, it got to 10.5, came back down to 10 at a lot of these shops. So you are seeing maybe some buyback there saying, hey, this line is just, you know, way too high at this point. You're looking across the market. Grizzlies are really contrarian here. And I think the stat, if you open up Twitter, they're 20-5 without Ja Morant. You see that everywhere. My angle, guys, I'm going to take the under here. I know it's moved a ton. You're not getting the best number at this point, but a lot of steam with no buyback to the under. It opened 227. It's down to 223. It may fall even further. Only 52% bets, but 68% money on the under. And again, unders have been so great this postseason. Tip of the cap to JVT. Got to read his daily article. One nugget that I picked up from his article today: without Ja, they're a much better defensive team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a great scorer here, but their possessions, you know, 100 possessions, only giving up 107 points overall. So if Ja's out, your offense goes down a bit, your defense picks up a bit. I'll be rooting for your 10.5 guys. I'll be playing the under tonight, under 223.
All right. And you're on the 10.5.
I am.
Great job, Wes. Thanks for sitting in.
Thanks
always
for having
a great
me.
Job.
Appreciate it.
Josh, thanks for hanging around, buddy. Appreciate you. Market Insights, of course, betting across America as well with the new bespeckled look. You can't be stopped.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be stopped.
I tell you, the reverse line moves, guys, they're easy. I see them from a mile away now. It's easy.
Would you say you could see some steam with those glasses?
Ooh, they get fogged up, though. I need windshield wipers.
You gotta be careful.
The condensation will get you.
Wes Reynolds 1 on Twitter, Josh_Insights. Odds On is coming up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.